Well, good morning. My name is Bonita, and I'm here in New Jersey. We welcome you to the Master's Call. This is our telecommunication sanctuary, and this is January the 2nd, 2020. So get prepared to hear the word that's going to come forth in our telecommunication sanctuary. Put your spiritual seatbelt on and get your tool, Bible, the basic instruction before leaving Earth, and you hear the good orderly direction that will be shared with you this morning. Father God, we thank you for this day, January 2nd, 2020. We appreciate each and everything that you've done for us. You allowed us to wake up this morning, Father. You allowed us to be in good mind and spirit and body and soul. So we welcome you into this sanctuary. We welcome the word that's going to come forth. We will hear this word, Father. We will chew on this word, and we will share this word, Father. We appreciate each and everything that you're doing, have done, and will do for us, Father. In our brother's name, this prayer is shared. Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to the host.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. Minister Bonita, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sister. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Well, happy 2020, my TMC family, and we are just so thankful and grateful that you have decided to stop by here this morning for a powerful word. Minister Bonita, thank you so much for the powerful prayer that you just gave us. Minister Tiffany, thank you, Songbird, for ushering us in worship this morning, for there is nobody greater than our God. You are both loved and appreciated. As I said, this is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. C.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you. This call was founded, oh my God, it will be 10 years on October 25th. And we have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can go and hear all of the messages that have been archived since the inception of this call. And you go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for this year, and as you know, God always blesses Dr. Vanessa with a rich theme for us. And the theme is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. I'm going to say that again. In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Bonita so wonderfully do, or as a host, which is what I'm doing, as a psalmist, if God has given you the ability to share through music and through praise and worship, or perhaps the Lord has put a word on your heart that you would love to share, well, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be in contact with you. And I know you have heard us say over and over again, we would love to have you be a part of our team. So as this is our new year, 2020, and we are seeing with clear vision, I pray that your vision, the God-given vision for you, is to be a part of this team. And as I said, you can always go to info@themasterscall.net to let Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, know. Now, this phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. and it is now called Artist Life. And you can get with the person who told you about this company, because not only are there great products, but there may be an opportunity in it for you. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call, and a team of great leaders are there to give you vital information on the benefits of running artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Now, if you can't access this call without having to pay, we have a bypass number. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And on the new morning motivational call, today being Thursday, is Testimonial Thursday. A special announcement is, as you know, we are starting our fast on January 5th, and I am excited. Hallelujah. And some will go on the fast for 21 days, others 40 days. The choice is definitely yours. To be a part of this fast, please contact Dr. T.K. Roberts-Patton for more details at 586-747-8000. Again, 586-747-8000. And the last announcement I have for you before introducing the speaker is the Artist Life Kickoff 2020 in Houston, Texas. And that will take place January 25th. Through the 26th. It starts at 10 a.m. and the location is the Houston Marriott South at Hadi Airport. The hotel special price for the room is $89 plus tax. That even includes the breakfast. So if you are interested in doing that, I believe you can go and sign up online. And Dr. Vanessa will also announce that there will be a Sunday morning service that we want you to stay over for. Now, so much for the announcements. I am now going to introduce our speaker, and our speaker is no stranger to the master's call. She is our songbird who gets up early, hallelujah, in the morning over in California. And our Minister Tiffany, it says that she is single, saved, and sanctified, and satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of one son, Kaylon, who is also our son as well, Kaylon Williams. She is currently a member of Oasis Church in Los Angeles, where the pastor is Phil and Holly Wagner, and she serves as director, as co-director in the nursery. And she also tells us that the master's call has blessed her with the opportunities to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29 plan for her life. Minister Tiffany's favorite passage of Scripture is Psalm 34:19, which reads, "Many are the afflicted of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So our dear minister this morning, Minister Tiffany, is tenderhearted, intelligent, and inspirational. She is a friend. She's a fervent prayer warrior. She's our ambassador for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She is nice, and she is yielded to God. Minister Tiffany, my friend, my sister, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, my dear. I hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for hosting the call this morning. To Minister Bonita, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this second day of January of 2020. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. We welcome you as well to this call, and I thank each one of you for just being here, for just your support, for your encouragement, for every single thing that you've said and every single thing that you are doing in this new decade. To God be the glory. because there is no one greater than he. So we have ended, wow, 2 days ago. We were in 2019, and we have, whoo, hallelujah, made it through and come successfully into 2020. And I realize that many people are not able to get up this morning and say that. So in saying, wow, it's the second day of January of 2020, I thank God for bringing us through. I have to give God thanks for this platform, this telecommunication sanctuary, as Bonita has claimed it to be, and it is. We have been through going into 9 years, and so I thank, first of all, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their yes, because if they didn't say yes 9 years ago, going on 9 years ago, we would not have the opportunity to be here. Yes, my life has been enriched. It has been empowered. It has been enhanced. But there were some times, you know, through the years in the past where I did not think that I would make it through. There were some times where I was a hot mess and two bags of chips. And through the connection here on the Master's Call with our leadership team and with our co-founders, I am here today and I am standing successfully in 2020. And so I wanted to come on just for a moment to say that we have ended 2019 strong and we are soaring successfully in 2020. We have ended 2019 strong and now we are soaring successfully in 2020. Lord, I just thank you for this time that you have allowed for me to get up, that you have allowed for me to wake up, that you have allowed for me to be used by you. So I ask right now that you would increase in me as I decrease, that the message that you would have me to give will go forth mightily, uncontaminated and unhindered in the name of Jesus. More of you, God, and less of me. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. So, if we would turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it simply reads, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. We thank God for his word. So, we have ended 2019 strong. And maybe some of us don't feel that way because we say, you know, there's some things that I needed to do in 2019, and I didn't get them done. I didn't complete them. But you know what? It's not too late. The second day of January of 2019, you have strategically been set up to soar successfully. And because you were allowed to be here on this day, you are already successful. So, of course, I like definition, so I'm going to define the word soaring. Soaring successfully into 2020. Soaring means flying or rising high in the air. Maintaining height in the air without flapping its wings is what an eagle does. Increasing rapidly above the usual level. Synonyms for the word soaring are ascension, ascent, climb, rise, raise, increase, elevation, liftoff, and takeoff. I'm going to define the word successfully. Successfully in a way that accomplishes a desired aim or result. I'm going to say that again. In a way that accomplishes a desired aim or result. Synonyms are profitability, strongly, well, flourishing, fortunately, opportunely, and finally, victoriously. So, as we wait on the Lord and as we trust him, he will give us new strength. So we walked into, soared into, stepped into 2020 with a new strength, hopefully with a new mind. Hopefully we left some stuff in 2019 that we had no business bringing into 2020. Hopefully we left some stuff that had happened from 2000, the year 2000, all the way to 2019. And we have let that stuff go. We just took our luggage in our mind. We just took our luggage in our mind and we packed all of that stuff up from the last decade. And we didn't bring it into 2020. So if we woke up feeling heavy and weighted this morning, then shame on us for coming into January 2nd like that. Put that stuff in a bag and let it go. There are some things that needed to be detoxed. There are some things that need to be decluttered. There are some things that needed to be purged. Why? So you could be in position to soar successfully. You can't soar successfully if you're carrying things that you have no business carrying. So I came on here to let somebody know this morning, you just have to let it go in order to soar successfully into 2020 so that you're not weighted down, right? You're not weighted down. You're not carrying that. You didn't wake up this morning being miserable, but you woke up happy in Jesus because he brought you through. See, millions didn't make it, hallelujah, but we are some of the ones who did. Why? Because you came on this line this morning, and all I can say is the Lord allowed us to make it over. He allowed us to step into a new decade that has new possibilities, that has new promises, that has new victories, that has new opportunities. But are you holding your own self back because you didn't position and posture yourself to receive what God has in store for you? Many times we talk ourselves out of the blessing because we are running our own agenda. But Isaiah says to trust in the Lord. It didn't tell you to trust in you and what you thought. It says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. So when you feel weighted down, simply call on the Lord and he will renew your strength so that you can soar through the situations that you're going to endure. Now, let me tell you something, because none of us are exempt. In the last decades, we have gone through many of situations that we probably didn't even think we were going to make it through. So I just came here to tell you on the second day of January that there's going to be some things ahead of you. But how are you going to handle them? Are you going to be down there with the chickens, or are you going to soar above them like an eagle? when you get to those tests and those trials and those situations that you are going to endure, be able to soar, to rise high above those situations. Don't let any situation or anybody bring you down to a level that you're not supposed to be. Why? Because you're a child of the Most High King. And so if you're a child of the Most High King, that means that you need to set precedence and soar above those places and those things that will try to bring you down in 2020. Why? Because it says, but those who trust in the Lord will find a new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, not chickens. We're not down anymore here, you know, putting ourselves underneath, dealing with somebody else's expectations. We will fulfill the expectations of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will run and not get weary. So that means continuously we are moving. We are not sitting still. We are moving. We are trusting God. We are believing God. We are seeking Him first. We are having a conversation with Him to find out what it is that He would have us to do, where He would have us to go, and how He would want us to do it. Yes, He is that kind of God. He will give you instructions. He will give you the direction. He will give you the vision. And let me stop right there and tell you something. See, some of you still haven't even written down your goals. You still haven't written down what you were believing God to do here in 2020, but we are 2 days into a new decade, and you're still sitting here trying to figure it out. Well, I tell you today, take a moment to write down what you're believing God for in this first quarter, in the second quarter, in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter of 2020. What things are you believing God to show up and show out for you in your life? Write it down. Write down the vision. Write down what you want to see for your businesses. Write down what you want to see for your ministry. Write down what you want to see for you. Write down what you want to see for your family. Put it on paper. Cut out some pictures. They say vision board. I say faith board. I said activate your faith. Right? Write it down. But faith requires corresponding action. So the scripture says they will run and not get weary. If we look at Habakkuk 2, well, let's go to Habakkuk 2, chapter, verse 1. It says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what He will say to me, and what I will answer when I am corrected. See, we don't like to be corrected, but we have to be corrected, because corrected helps us to mature, helps us to grow gracefully when we are corrected. And then the Lord answered me in verse 2 and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablets, that he may run who reads it. 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Write the vision, make it plain. It says run, and the vision is for an appointed time. So I simply came here on this day to let you know that this is an appointed time in your life. But we are soaring successfully in 2020, and it started on January the 1st. So get ready. Prepare yourself for what's coming. Don't wait. Don't be murmuring and complaining about nothing. Let that stuff go. Be obedient and obey God and activate your faith so that your faithfulness will be able to elevate you to the places that God has prepared for you to receive in 2020. Because I'm going to tell you, 2020 is going to be unbelievable. So walk into it, step into it, soar into it, and whatever you do, do not faint, because we are soaring. We have ended 2019 strong, and we are soaring successfully in 2020. May God continue to bless you. May he continue to elevate you. May he continue to keep you as you trust him and believe and stand on his word that we are soaring successfully in 2020. Back over to you, Minister Wall.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Minister Tiffany. And we're going to want to go back and hear that rich on-time message. I'm telling you, the word soaring, and I love that word, unbelievable. That word right there will preach all by itself. Hallelujah. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. Oh, my God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for allowing us, God, to finish strong in 2019 and to step over strong into 2020. We will not be like the chickens. We will be like the eagles and soar in the name of Jesus. So thank you so much for having your daughter, Minister Tiffany, to bring us that word. Oh, God, we just pray that as she goes out this day, we thank you, Lord, that she goes out soaring in the name of Jesus, that she goes out according to Isaiah 40:31. And, Father, that everything she touches today is blessed, that favor overtakes her wherever she goes in the name of Jesus, that you use her mightily, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you so much for how you have just strengthened her throughout the years. Now, God, we ask you, please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you that you told us that we can come before you in prayer. So, Father, we lift up, oh, my God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we ask that you continue to touch Dr. P.K. Roberts' body. Father, canceling everything that is not of you, breathing through her lungs in the name of Jesus, giving her strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you that day by day, she is renewing, her body is being renewed, and she is experiencing a supernatural healing. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, you know everything that's on her plate, oh, God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless her immensely as she continues to care for our mother, Josie, that you bless her immensely as she goes forth with the plans that you have gained for her in 2020. Father, that you bless her immensely as she goes throughout doing all those things that you have purposed her to do. Now, God, I thank you, Lord God, for each and every family member who has joined. Father, we pray for those who are blessed to be well, and you know exactly who they are, oh God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord. We thank you for anointing them and blessing them. We pray for the bereaved families right now, Lord. Oh God, just do what only you can do by loving them and comforting them. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have given us an assignment to be by their side in the way that you see fit for us to be. Now, Lord, we call it done, and we bless you. We honor you. We, oh God, we say glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we love you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my family, we are just so grateful that you came here to be with us this morning. And if you want to hear the playback of this on-time message, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, our fast starts on January 5th, and it will last for 21 days or 40 days, or others for 40 days. It's your choice. And if you are interested and want to be a part of this phenomenal fast where God works powerfully and mightily, please call Dr. P.K. Roberts at P.K. Roberts Patton at 586-747-8000. Again, 586-747-8000. The Artist Life Conference kickoff is going to be held January 25th through the 26th at the Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas. And you can get more information on that by going to the website. The rooms are $89. Again, thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting the people of God this morning and for opening us with your powerful prayer. And once again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in Psalm this morning, as well as for your powerful message. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, my family, you know, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Minister Tiffany, will you please come back and give us close us with the benediction?
Thank you so much, Minister Willa. God bless you. Thank you for serving us in excellence today. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, be glory and honor and glory to you, Jesus. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. We shall soar on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and we will not faint. And we will soar successfully in 2020, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. So we thank you for the takeoff and for the liftoff. And God, we will be obedient to obey your word and to trust you as we soar successfully into 2020. We bless your name, we praise your name, we magnify you, and we glorify you, Lord, because there is no one greater than you, because you are the great I am. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Have an awesome and amazing day, and soar with the eagles. God bless you, and we'll hear you on the line tomorrow. Bye for now.